This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. It's a Monday edition of AMI at the Movies. Before we chat with Amy Amanti, we've got a clip from the trailer of the new live-action CGI movie, Cinderella.
Here's a laugh. This girl fancies herself a businessman.
The legend you know, the story you don't.
Cinderella, it's only my love for your father, rest his soul, that stands between you and a life on the street.
To make a life for myself.
I'll sell one of my signature dresses. Soon everyone will know my name.
A store sign reads, Dresses by Ella. Three mice are captivated by a new dress.
To make sure your nuptials are done properly, we shall hold a ball.
You shall find a bride.
In her basement, Cinderella squeals at a frilly pink gown.
Cinderella, you don't need to go to the ball.
Please, stepmother, I spent weeks making this dress. My future depends on it.
Her stepmother throws ink on the dress. This September, Cinderella is mesmerized by a butterfly that transforms into a man in a shimmering cloak.
Yes! I am your fabulous godmother. Do you want to go to that ball and meet a bunch of rich people who will change your life?
Yes, I was just crying and singing about it like 2 minutes ago.
Then go, you shall!
That's a clip of the trailer for the new live-action version of Cinderella, which you can find on Amazon Prime. Our film reviewer, Amy Amanti, is here with her thoughts on the film. Amy's also the host of the AMI original podcast, Accessing Art with Amy. Hey, good morning, Amy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm not too bad out here on the West Coast.
Nah, well, it's kind of
soggy Monday, as always.
It's soggy Monday in Toronto, too, so we have empathy going across the country there, Amy. Hey, Amy, I think everybody is familiar with the story of Cinderella, at least the classic story in terms of the Disney film. Is this plot similar?
Well, I'm sure by this clip, some folks who are very familiar with the classic Disney cartoon, I call it a cartoon, Cinderella, it's decades old now.
Yeah.
I think some people will, you know, we've got a fairy godmother, we've got a wicked, I guess, stepmother and some stepsisters, we've got a prince and a princess and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there are some familiar hooks in this particular tale, but there are also some really interesting additions to a story like this to modernize it. First of all, this is a musical. It's a romantic musical. I don't think I'd go as far as to say it's a comedy romantic musical, but it's a romantic musical. There are some, you know, moments of levity. Like you said, you know, she says to the fairy godmother, yeah, I was just crying and singing about it a moment ago, right? Like,
so there are some
of these moments that are kind of fun, especially if you're an adult watching this kind of content. But our Cinderella in this story has an entrepreneurial spirit. She is a young woman who really wants to take her station and move out of it and do something with her life and not be stuck where she is. Now, traditional Cinderella was under the oppression of her evil stepmother, but didn't have any entrepreneurial spirit. So Cinderella, who we call Ella in this film, wants to be a fashion designer and a dressmaker, and one day goes into town and she dreams about this little empty shop corner being hers. And long story short, she actually catches the eye of a prince by being obnoxious. And he finds this a little bit interesting, right? Because he's only met ladies of the court. So one day she sort of bumps into him, and then he sort of goes incognito to try and, you know, buy one of her dresses and figure out who she is. And so there's this little sort of cat and mouse song and dance around that, which is kind of fun. And, in the end, we've got a prince who doesn't want to be the prince. We've got a princess in terms of the prince's sister who is like primed and ready to take over the throne, but she can't because she's a woman. And we've got a Cinderella who is wants to be a dressmaker. And in the end, does she decide to marry the prince or follow her dreams? I can't tell you.
So let's talk about the cast a little bit here, because I think fans of pop music are going to recognize one of these names. But who else is in the cast? I mean, let's talk about Camila Cabello, but let's talk about everybody.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Camila Cabello is in this film, who plays Cinderella, and she's a young American. She's a Latinx, actually, singer-songwriter from Cuba, and rose to fame in a very popular girl band. We also have Billy Porter, who plays the fairy. And it's funny, Billy Porter in this movie, the line is, "I'm your fairy godmother," but all the references are fairy godparent, which is interesting to me. But fabulous fairy godparent is how they're toting him. We've got Pierce Brosnan. Anybody remember Pierce Brosnan, 007?
James Bond, yeah.
Yeah, James Bond, who plays our king, King Rowan. And we've got some other notable names here. Minnie Driver plays his wife, the Queen Beatrice. We've got Nicholas Galitzine, who plays the Prince Robert. So those are sort of the names that you got going in this particular one.
Look at that jawline. We just put a picture on the screen.
Wasn't familiar with this particular actor, Nicholas, before, so was kind of impressed by what he did.
Right. So let's take a moment to evaluate some of the performances, because, Amy, I'm not going to lie, watching that preview, I was like, oof, people are chewing the scenery here. How were the performances?
Pierce Brosnan is a pretty... Listen, I've never actually been a fan of Pierce Brosnan, but I actually liked him very much in this movie because he is not trying to be... like bravado macho kind of, you know, he's always had these characters where it feels very forced. In this one, he doesn't get to be the, like, what do they call it? Like the best looking man of the year kind of role, right? He's the prince, and that's it's a good role for him. So he does really well in here. I thought Camila Cabello did a really lovely job as well. And Minnie Driver, like, you always expect good things.
Yes.
My favorite character, I'm going to say, was Billy Porter, who played the fairy godmother. There was this, like, joie de vivre and this flair. Like, Billy Porter is a drag queen. This is a drag queen fairy godmother and dressed fabulously and makes no bones about it. Favorite character, did a fabulous job.
So, Amy, we mentioned that there was the Disney animated film before. Of course, Cinderella is also a fairy tale. Where did the idea for this film come from?
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. Anybody familiar with James Corden? I know you are.
Yeah, late night talk show host.
Yeah, and what was that show that he has where he takes celebrities in his car?
Carpool Karaoke.
That's the one, Carpool Karaoke. So James Corden is the sort of the brains behind this idea, and thought that it would be really interesting to take a bunch of songs and mash them in with sort of a modern day theme of Cinderella. And of course, James Corden also, he plays one of the mice, one of the three mice that ends up sort of transforming into the porters that take Cinderella to the ball. So he's got a bit of a cameo, but he's a producer on this film and was kind of the spark of inspiration for it.
Of course, the animated version of Cinderella had some pretty iconic songs. Were all of these songs original?
So, not all of them. So this Cinderella includes a mixture of popular songs from throughout the decades. So folks might recognize a song like Madonna's Material Girl, which is a lovely song that's sung by the evil stepmother. So I love that. Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson. And my favorite song in this particular film is Somebody to Love by Queen. So you can imagine our prince is looking for somebody to love, right? So he re-sings this song. But then there are many other songs that are original to this film and actually co-written by Cabello, because we need to have a narrative here that is true to Cinderella's story, this new story. So it makes sense that we have a certain number of original songs as well.
Amy, to my ears, it seems like the film incorporated a lot of concepts of inclusion. It seems like the casting is diverse. What's your impression of that?
Yeah, so the casting is diverse, which is quite lovely. As I mentioned off the top, Camila Cabello identifies as Latinx, which is interesting to me because I'm learning this about language. And just as a side note, for instance, Latinx, if you're not familiar, is the original language had no gender pronouns. So you might hear folks talk about being Filipinx as opposed to Filipino or Filipina, because the language had no gender until colonization. And it's a reclaiming of that gender neutral part of the language. So a lot of folks are using Latinx now as opposed to Latino or Latina. So great diversity with our main character. And of course, Billy Porter is, if you're familiar, is a black man. So great representation. And of course, Fairy Godmother being a black drag queen, fantastic. It just doesn't get any better for me than that. And then there's some other sort of diversity in the ensemble cast, which is really nice, but the rest of these folks are pretty white, if I'm honest. And but there's also some size diversity, which is nice to see as well.
Let's talk about the audio description, because anytime we're looking at a musical where there's going to be, you know, flourishing colors and big dance numbers and maybe some visual gags, how is the audio description?
Audio description is really, really good. Again, you know, we've come to know description around Netflix and Amazon and Disney all being sort of really strong internal houses that are doing this description, which is great for me. I did miss the diversity in the description, and this is something that I sort of critique quite a bit. Stuff that's described in Canada is really good at adding diversity into description, but like, here's just a quick example for you. Cinderella is not, you know, we're not told any diversity around her race, but we are told that she's a slender woman. And I wonder why it's so important for us to know that she's slender, but we don't get to know that the stepsister is plus size, right? So it's like they go out of their way to tell us how perfect and skinny and beautiful she is, but they don't share any other diversity. So, you know, you really sometimes feel like you're in a film of a bunch of pretty white, able-bodied people. And for those of us who want to know the diversity and want to see ourselves reflected on film, we don't see that in this from the description perspective. But what I also thought was interesting, Dave, if people are interested in language again and pronouns, the describer uses they, them pronouns to describe the fairy godmother. But what's interesting is that in the dialogue that the fairy godmother uses and in the film, they refer to that person as he, him. So I don't know where that choice came from, but it was kind of interesting to hear the description refer to them as with they, them pronouns.
Amy, out of 10, how do you rate it?
You know, it's a tad cheesy, Dave, at moments, but it's a little bit fun too. So I gave it an 8.5. You know, it's worth a watch on a rainy Saturday night in Vancouver with your family, but you only really need to see it once.
one more question here, Amy. Of course, Camila Cabello, famous for the song Havana, which goes Havana, ooh-na-na. How many times in your head did you go Cinderella, ooh-na-na?
Yeah, you know, sometimes when even when I was hearing other songs that I know, I was starting to sing them. So it was kind of fun. But when you start to hear the original songs, you're like, oh, I could catch that tune too.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some interesting musical numbers in here I think people will enjoy.
Well, Amy, thank you for this one. We appreciate the review. We'll talk to you later.
Happy Monday.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.